In Georgia yesterday, a shooter at a FedEx facility.
It may not be known why 19-year-old Geddy L. Kramer barged into the FedEx shipping center in Kennesaw, Georgia, where he worked, and started firing his shotgun. Sergeant Dana Pierce is with Cobb County, Georgia's police department.
Again, we are being not quite definitive as far as what he was actually doing at the time. But again, he was discovered here at the scene, deceased from what we believe to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Kramer did wound 7 people working there, including a security guard. 2 of the people he is said to have hurt required surgery. Eben Brown, Fox News Radio.
With more on this, Adam Ringel joins us from Adam Ringel Consulting. Adam, we know nothing about why this guy did what he did, correct?
Correct. Right now, they're not releasing a lot of the information.
So without that as at least a foundation, we can only speculate. Obviously, the guy apparently worked there. We do know this. He must have had a beef with somebody. It is through the grace of God that no one was killed. This guy walking through a facility with a shotgun shooting at folks. But obviously, 2 people wounded severely enough that they required surgery. They're both stable now, from what we understand. What lessons can we draw from this?
Well, the first lesson is that his activity meets the typical active shooter platform that we have seen at most of these incidents. 40% of the incidents occur at our businesses, 30% of the incidents occur at our schools, and we have seen a sharp increase in these incidents of mass shootings in recent years. While violent crime continues to drop, unfortunately, these types of incidents continue to sharply rise.
Do we know how old this young man was? He was, have a sense of that at all?
I believe he was 19, but the kind of the more scary part is the witnesses described him as wearing a Rambo-style tactical vest and having ammunition all over him. And when he was found at the end of the incident, he had explosives in his possession, meaning he had planned this out well through and was ready to carry out the plan even longer if necessary.
So, but none of the explosives were planted anywhere. They have checked the facility, I believe. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Everything was found on him where they found his body from the self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Do we know his race?
We do not.
Okay, so the typical, again, I'm trying to just draw the conclusions we have drawn before. He's in the right age range for somebody who might be doing this kind of behavior, but it tends to be more white guys than black guys who do this, and they tend to be loners. Is there something that the people who work in corporations right now, should they be looking for something in their employee base to warn them if they have somebody who might fit that profile?
Unfortunately, there's not a lot of warnings other than behavioral changes, which we've discussed previously. But I want to stress to folks out there that the decisions that they make in the first 3 to 5 seconds of an active shooter incident can make or break the rest of their life, and the decisions will definitely affect those around them. Statistically speaking, if we do something rather than nothing, our outcome stands a much better chance of being successful.
Adam Ringel, Adam Ringel Consulting. Adam, we'll expand on that conversation next time around if we're good. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you.